Sisters, you're welcome to the first session of At His Feet in the month of August. So I'm sure we enjoyed July At His Feet obedience to the call of God. So we're going to take the opening prayer now. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for today. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for gathering us together once again. Father, Lord God, we have come to learn at your feet. We ask, Holy Spirit, that you would speak to us. Send a word, O God, for our season in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we ask, O God, that even as we worship you, O God, that we would worship you in spirit and in truth in the name of Jesus. And we ask, O God, that you be enthroned on our praises. For in Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen.
You are Yahweh. Hey, you are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. Hey, you are Yahweh, you are Yahweh, you are Yahweh, Alpha, Omega, you are Yahweh, you are Yahweh, Alpha, Omega. We ask God, beautiful King, excellent God. We bow before your throne. Glorious God, beautiful King, excellent, excellent God. We bow before your throne. Bow before your throne. Worship at your feet. We bow before your throne. You are the glorious God, covenant keeping God. There is no one like you, Alpha and Omega. There is no one like you, covenant keeping God. There is no one like you, Alpha and Omega. There is no one like you, covenant keeping God. There is no one like you, Alpha and Omega. There is no one like you, keeping God. There is no one like you, Alpha and Omega. Is it? There is no one like you, covenant keeping God. There is no one like you, Alpha and Omega. There is no one like you, any man like you. I've never seen any God 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 like me. Ekuweme, Ekuweme. You are the living God. Oh, is there no one like you? Ekuweme, 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 Ekuweme. You are the living God. Oh, is there no one like you? Oh, then. And worship Yahweh. We bow down and worship Yahweh, 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 Yahweh. And we in Jesus' name we've worshipped. Amen.
Ora bashanda balabado shana mandi gele bohosa. Can we begin to speak in other tongues? Ke baliga dohosa ega balabarusha. Everyone mageto shana mandi. If you can't pray in the Holy Ghost, so prakita ekabanda godosi kataliata ege bagadozo godo bohosa ekapala gadisha kalabahaya ekapala dosu bagodo balabadosha ele godosha na mande ele gede bero berosha. Tonight I want you to be desirous. Do not say because it's an online program. Do not underestimate what God can do tonight. The team is working in prosperity. I believe you desire to work in prosperity. Express your desire tonight. E kapuza kati balabaraba. E gabana mande kosha. E rebekoto bregade. Prosperity is yours. E kapalabadi shana mande. Ask the Father to grant unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Jesus. Oh, ask the Father to cause the eyes of your understanding to be enlightened. Keboto repekatekatekatekatem. When ladies gather, come on, prayer. Meko soprana nasha. Desire to know. Makelebosha. Desire to walk in the revelation of prosperity. Mekelebedebedosha. Neketo sanamande. Desire to move from where you are to where you ought to be. Akabadi geto shalabaha. Eketeketekete. Koto koto. Kalabahata. Come on, prayer. Meketelegete. I want to see you praying. Kepo shata. Radabadabadabaha. Oh, Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Kalabadi ado shanda balabahaya. Oh, rana mande kosataya. Elege de bahande. Father, Lord, I ask, oh God, that you grant unto me utterance tonight. Hey, labadi ada bahaya. Oh, rede bekona mahande koliana mahanda balahaya. Oh, Rana Mahandi, Kalabarabarosha, give me words for your people. Oh, put words that will shift them from where they are to where they ought to be. Yelebo godobola katila badaga dabalaba katalabada bahaya. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, precious Holy Spirit. Hallelujah to God. Amen. Glory to God. If you're excited to be here, come on, give the Lord a shout of praise. Wherever you are, I want you to shout glory. All right, throw us your favorite smiley on the group. Let's see how excited you are to be at the very first Artist Feed for the month of August. Glory to God. Oh, glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I see we're excited tonight. Amen. Get ready for the word. Get ready. See, this month, get ready. Get ready to see God increase you. For as many of you desire increase. Get ready. Kapusu kapata. Ah, shanda bala bala bahaya. Glory to God. Amen. I came to tonight's meeting with, you know, with an anger in my spirit. There is this anger in my spirit for poverty and lack. Ikapo sukatili abahashata. Ele mohoto shala mahande. Alegetu sabala katoshana mahanda katosha. Oh, mandegede bahasha. God did not create us for lack. He didn't create poverty for any man. Ikapusa katili ana mahande. Ele pokoto shanda bala bahaya. Tonight we're going to be looking at the mindedness of prosperity. Hey, shana mahanda balabahaya. If you're excited, give the Lord a shout of praise. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And see, this teaching will bless you. This teaching will uplift you. This teaching will build you up. This teaching will bring you into the inheritance that is yours in Christ Jesus. Amen. Peter was saying, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them that are sanctified. Hallelujah to God. It is the word of God that builds us up. It is the word of God that sanctifies us. It is the word of God that gives us our inheritance. Hallelujah to God. Wealth is yours in Christ Jesus. Amen. It's your inheritance. So it is the word of God that hands it to you. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The Bible says that God has given us all things that pertains to life and godliness. And then he now said, according to the knowledge of Christ. I want us to read that scripture. Glory to God. Let's read that scripture. Elebo Shanda Balabahaya. Alright, turn with me to 2 Peter chapter 1. Verse 3, it says, according as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertains unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue. Amen. So it means that without the knowledge of him, we won't be able to actually receive the things that God has given unto us, the things that God has given unto us that pertains to life and godliness. Hallelujah. If we don't receive the knowledge of God. So that's why this month of August, I want you to be diligent with attending at his feet. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Just set out time Friday. Let it be known with all and sundry, your friends, your family, everybody. Friday is my time to receive the word of God in WLG community. Because let me tell you the truth. WLG was not found, not like I founded it. Like I said, oh, what do I do in my life? Let me start WLG. No, that wasn't how WLG started. Amen. God prepared me for this commission. God called me 2012. I will never forget it. Amen. He told me, this is what I want you to do. And 2016, he sent me forth. We understand the meaning of the call and the sending forth now. How was last month? Obedience to the call. Glory to God. Amen. And then God sent me and said, it's time, go and start. And the name, when ladies gather, he dropped it in my spirit. I have never heard any name like that before. I've never thought about any name like that before. Glory to God. So if you are here, you are in God's agenda. You are in God's agenda. There is something that God has for you in this ministry. God has something. He has a plan for you. And that plan is to increase you. That plan is to prosper you. That plan is so that your life will be transformed. Hallelujah to God. I have a portion in this ministry. Not think I'm just here doing present. No, me too must increase. As a member of this community, I am so desirous of all that God has for when ladies gather. So if you are here, be here indeed. Amen. Take the word that comes from this house, from this community seriously. Hallelujah. Encourage your sisters, those who you brought on, but encourage them. Amen. Glory to God. I sense strongly that God is about to move his daughters in when ladies gather community into a deeper level of prosperity. We are about to touch prosperity like never before. People are about to leap into smallness. They are about to leap from smallness into greatness. Oh, Rabadabadosha. Oh, Radabakatala Badabahaya. Oh, Makali Badabahashata. A prayer in tongues with me. Kalabarabarabaroshata. A koso breketila bahaya. A lebogodobolokoto. Galeketusha. All right, I want you to say this. Say this is my season of increase. Hallelujah. It's my season of increase. It's my season of favor. It's my season of prosperity. Oh, glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. So quickly, let's get into Bible study. Amen. Father, thank you. Shogabalabahande. I want us to know that when we talk about prosperity, you know, in the kingdom of God, we're not just talking about money. Hallelujah. Amen. All right, there is spiritual prosperity. There's the prosperity of the soul. There's the prosperity of the body, whereby you walk in health. All right, divine health. Amen. You know, you don't have to be taking drugs every time, going to the hospital every time, you know, no. Alright? Health is yours in Christ Jesus. Alright? No, body prosperity, relationship prosperity. You know, the Bible says, live at peace with all men. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You have amazing relationships with people. Glory to God. Your network is beautiful. Amen. You know. And then what else? Yeah. You know. Financial prosperity is part of the prosperity. Amen. You know, when we talk about prosperity in the kingdom of God. But see, for this month, amen, we are talking about financial prosperity. Money. Money prosperity. Ego. Hallelujah. I don't know what they call it in Yoruba. Amen. Owo. We're talking about money. Money prosperity. Is that what they call it in Yoruba? Owo. Amen. That's what we're talking about this month. Hallelujah. We're going to be, for tonight, we're going to be looking at, you know, two questions. We're going to be asking two questions. You know, I want to help our minds, you know, tackle and, you know, take out some things from our minds tonight. You know, by we're going to be addressing two questions. These two questions are, number one, have we been freed from lack? Like, have we really been freed from lack? Like, is lack still, you know, holding us? After everything Jesus did, have we been freed from lack? This thing called lack. Number two, does God truly, really, really, really want me to prosper, or He wants me broke? So we're going to be looking at those two questions tonight. Alright, so I may not say question one answer is this, or question two answer is this. The teaching tonight is going to answer these questions. Amen. So I want you to pay close attention. Hallelujah. Say, my ears are hearing God's word. Amen. Glory to God. I'll never be the same. He changed me. I'll never be the same. All things are passed away. All things are new. I'm now the same. Hallelujah to God. I love that song. Amen. Let's turn our Bibles to Deuteronomy chapter 28. Deuteronomy chapter 28. Alabadagadabahaya. Deuteronomy chapter 28. This is Bible study. So, you have to have your Bibles with you. Amen. Glory to God. Deuteronomy chapter 28. Hallelujah to God. I want us to know tonight that poverty, which is the opposite of prosperity, financial prosperity, is a curse. Some of you just feel it's okay not to have money, like it's okay to lack, because you cannot have money and still, you know, work in abundance. Amen. Presence or absence of money in that sense, you know, your bank account doesn't mean that, you know, you are something like, you know, everyone must come down. No. Amen. Glory to God. I'll let us understand where prosperity, financial prosperity, actually starts from. All right. Glory to God. Amen. You know, so I want you to know that, see, that word poverty, that, you know, fact of poverty, I want you to know that is a curse. You need to be angry with it. Like, you need to hate it. It's not okay to be poor. I'm telling you the truth. It's not okay to be poor. Amen. There is no glory in poverty. There is no glory in walking in lack. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, let me just paint a scenario. As a lady, you see your period monthly. Some of you cannot even afford sanitary pad for blood that's coming out of you. You use tissue paper. All because there is no enough money. Some of you can't even bathe with good soap. You use clean, maybe what they call it, sachet, you know, almost to be bathing. Hallelujah. These are even the simple ones. So many people have gone through deep pain, losses, and, you know, they are facing so much depression because of lack of money. No money to afford the school fees, no money to afford hospital bills for a loved one, no money to do certain things that, you know, will make people happy. Amen. You know, I was reading somewhere, my husband was reading for me that a man permitted his pregnant wife, you know, to sleep with somebody because of money. Money. This absence of money has caused a lot of pain. Amen. There is nothing friendly about being in lack. There will never be anything friendly about not having money, about not having enough. So poverty is a curse. And I want to show us tonight, not having enough, not having money, living in lack is a curse. Deuteronomy chapter 15, I'm going to read. It says, but it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord, to observe to do all his commandments, and his statutes which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee, and shall overtake thee. Now pay attention to the curses. Number 1, verse 16 says, cursed shall thou be in the city, and cursed shall thou be in the field. It means anywhere this person is going to, the person is cursed. You apply for this job, they cannot, they don't, everywhere you've applied for job, you know, you can't, you no employment. In the city, in the field, even your village, you went there, they say no job. Hallelujah. Glory to God. 17, it says, cursed shall be thy basket and thy storehouse. Thy basket and thy storehouse. Thy bank account. Your storehouse is your bank account. Amen. Your savings account. Your basket is, you know, you are meant to have where, you know, money. Basket is where you take provisions from. Do you get, like, where you draw money from, you know, those, they don't have banks. So basket is like where they store their food, the ones they want to eat and all of that. And also your normal bank account, that one is cost, no money inside. Amen. Access bank collect their charges from you. This thing is even really minus. There's no even money inside the account to even collect charges. Ha! It says, blessed shall be your basket and your storehouse. Savings accounts, you don't even have. You see that? 17. Okay, we're at 17. 18. Cursed shall be the fruit of your body, the fruit of your land, the increase of thy kind, and the flocks of thy sheep. Like, even the things that you have as business, you will manage to have business. It's just cost. It's not increasing. No increase of sales, no patronage. People are not coming to you. Can you see that? All of these things is a cost. Hold on. 19. Cost shall that be when you come and sin. Cost shall that be when you go out. No favor. Nobody's favoring you. Nobody's favoring you. You don't have one episode of favor, one testimony of favor. You go out, you can't be, you don't see anybody favoring you. Come in, nobody's favoring you. Everything is just going bad. It's a curse. See, and just follow me. Oh, verse 20 says, the Lord shall send upon me cursing, vexation, and all of that, and all of that. Amen. In fact, it's really bad. If you read the scripture, it is really, 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 really bad. You know, verse 24 says, the Lord shall make the rain of thy land, you know, of thy land, powder and dust. From the heavens it shall come on thee until thou be destroyed. This one, this person is under perpetual lack. Hallelujah to God. Amen. Hallelujah. If you read downwards, it's just all bad news. Nothing is going forward. Nothing is moving forward. This is the result of the curse, lack, poverty, not having enough, not increasing, not making progress, not working in prosperity is a curse. Poverty is a curse. Amen. Poverty is a curse. Hallelujah. If you're experiencing these things and you are born again, it's because you don't know who you are. Oh, don't let me go the same way I came. Touch me with your hands, oh Jesus, Oh, don't let me go. Hey, the same way I came. Touch me with your hand, Jesus. Hallelujah to God. Amen. So you can see that not having increase, everything not working out, you know, things not moving forward, money not coming in, bank account reading minus zero, all of those things is as a result of the curse. So if you are hearing me tonight, and you have been romancing all of these things and managing, well, such is life, well, no problem. What do we do? Well, let's just be going like that. And you are managing it tonight. Tonight is the night to come out of it. Amen. I'm not saying you should go and steal. No, I'm not saying you should get angry and then be like, let's go and then. No, I'm trying to let you know that this, you know, thing of lack, poverty, is not convenient. Amen. It is darkness. It is a curse. So many people managed it until the enemy began to suggest things to them. And then today they have their faith pierced. They are nowhere to be found in the Christendom. Some people have turned to ritual money, to blood money, to prostitution, to sugar daddy, to conniving, bribery, fraud, scamming, because lack. They managed it. And allow the enemy just tell them that, you know, that's how God wants you to have it. So if you don't help yourself, that's how you're going to remain. And they said, no problem, let's take things into our own hands. But does God want us to be poor? Does God want us to walk in lack? Amen. We need to begin to ask these questions. Glory to God. We need to begin to ask questions, you know. I don't watch African Magic a lot, but one time I watched African Magic Epic, you know, two times that I just, you know, cited, you know, the channel, and then I watched. I was like, okay, was money issues? The wife complaining there's no money to take care of the children, and the man was tempted to go into blood money. Another one, this man of God, you know, wanted to walk in, you know, he didn't have money. That was even what was wounding him. So he went to meet the devil for powers, and he was so rich and all of that. Of course, we know that the end of those things leads to death. Amen. So that is why, if you're a believer and things are not going well for you, amen, things are not going well for you, before the enemy starts to suggest different ideas to you, you know, because the way he does it is that, after he has, you know, messed you up and put you inside lack, he will not start suggesting. He will not make you feel like that's where God wants you to be. Then suggestions will not start coming. Thoughts will not start coming. Amen. That's not you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So these things are curses. Amen. But let's take a look at the blessing. Hallelujah. Let's take a look at the blessing. The blessing is also in Deuteronomy 28. It says, verse 1, it says, "And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord will set thee on high above all nations of the earth." Sweet. This is God's plan. This is God's desire, to set us on high above all the nations of the earth. Oh, glory to God. Verse 2, it says, "And all those blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of God." God wants blessing to overtake you. Hallelujah. Do you know what that is? To overtake you. Not you pursuing blessing. It's blessing that is pursuing you. Opportunities are calling for you. They are calling for you. This month, you have gotten like 5 different, you know, people telling you, "I want you to work for me." And you're like, "God, what time do I even have to attend to all these jobs?" You're even now outsourcing, giving jobs to people. It says 3, it says, "Blessed shall thou be in the city, blessed shall thou be in the field." People look upon you, they want to bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to God. Wherever you go, you are blessed, you possess. Things work for you. You are not the kind of person that say, because you are now in Onitsha, your business now cannot move. Your business, I was moving in Lagos. When you now came to maybe Asaba, your business now posh. No. Amen. It says, "Blessed shall be the fruit of your body, fruit of your ground, the fruit of your cattle, you know, the flocks of your sheep, increase of your kind. Things are increasing for you. Increase. You're working in increase. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy storehouse. Hallelujah. You look at your bank account, you're like, thank you, Father. Glory to God. It says your storehouse is also blessed. Amen. Hallelujah. Even if there's no money at the moment, but you know that something is coming in. Amen. There's been passive income that has been set up to ensure that your basket is always flowing in with money. That's the blessing. It says, blessed shall be when you come in. Blessed shall be when you go out. Hallelujah. It says the Lord shall cause the enemies to be smiting, you know, before your face. They'll come against you in one way and they'll flee from you seven ways. I mean, no devil can touch you. They try to, they die. Hallelujah. They flee. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It says the Lord shall command. I love verse 8. It says the Lord shall command the blessing upon thy storehouses and in all that thou set thy hands to do. Oh, glory to God. That's your savings account. The Lord will begin to give you ideas on how to cause it to increase, on how to, what business to do, what investment to do, such that that savings that you have in your storehouse would bring more. Hallelujah. To those of you who are piling money, keeping it, and it's not producing money, it is wrong. Glory to God. We'll look at all of that in the course of this, you know, series. Amen. Glory to God. It says that God will command the blessing to come upon, you know, your storehouses. In fact, some of you, God commands the blessing upon your storehouses and the blessing comes zero. Nothing is there. You don't even have savings. I celebrate those who are already in the, you know, millionaires club, you know, saving monthly. Hallelujah to God. Amen. Hallelujah. We need to practice this thing. Tonight is not the night for that. All right, it says, and it shall bless thee, you know, whatever it is you set your hands to do. Even if it's pure water business you are selling, you are doing, or egg you are selling, or recharge card, hallelujah, or one online product you are selling. Amen. It says the Lord will command the blessing. Oh, and all that you set your hands to do, it will be blessed. Amen. I love 9. It says the Lord shall establish the holy people, you know, he has sworn unto thee. If you shall keep the commandment, no, it's not verse 11, yes. It says the Lord shall make thee plenteous in what? In goods. Oh, glory to Jesus. God wants you to be plenteous in goods. Oh, shaka paliga dabahande. See, I'm reading to you so you can know the mind of God for you. He wants you to have plenty goods. He wants you to have plenty money. Amen. Glory to God. He wants you to have plenty patronage. He wants you to have plenty orders. He wants you to have plenty. Hallelujah to God. Amen. Glory to God. Verse 12 says, the Lord shall open thee his good treasure, the heaven to give you rain. You know. Hey, Shalabada Bahaya. You know the song that Mr. Chin was sang? You make the little things I do be less than a big thing. No. When you plant a crop, what makes the crop to grow? You know, when you water that crop, it grows, right? The small thing that you planted, when rain comes upon it, it grows. Ela Bahashataya. Remember, we read the curses. It says the thing that will be coming from heaven is, it says, because it will make the rain that's coming from heaven dust and powder. Like, you plant and then also struggle. And people say, also, I'm hustling, my hustle. Please stop that nonsense. Which hustle? Where did you say hustle in the Bible? Amen. We don't hustle, we are blessed. Hallelujah. If you are hustling, that means dust and powder is what is being pouring, what is pouring on the works of your hands. But that's not you, that's not me. Amen. The good treasures of heaven is what is open over the works of my hands. Hallelujah. So, when the rain from heaven falls upon that your little thing and then the thing just blows, it blows up. People are like, wow, you just started this business with how much yesterday. See, in 3 months time, see how much you are making. Wow. Glory to God. That's the blessing. Then it says, to bless the works of your hands. The reason why God poured open his good treasury and the heaven to give rain unto your land in the season is so that the works of your hands will be what? Blessed. So God wants the works of your hands to be blessed. If you are here and the works of your hands are not blessed, you are hustling and bustling, still, you know, begging for money, You need to get angry tonight. Hallelujah. That's not God's will for you. He says that thou shalt lend unto many nations. Thou shalt not what borrow. Thou shalt not what borrow. Thou shalt not what borrow. There are so many people here listening to me. So many believers who are owing Igbese, big time Igbese, borrowers. But the Bible says that we shall lend unto many nations. We will not borrow. Glory to God. Hallelujah. This is God's will for us. He doesn't want us to be begging people about, borrowing from people about, borrowing from all those online platforms. There are not so many. So many. All those just come and take loan. Come and borrow. Come and borrow. Amen. Borrowing up and down. When the Bible says you're a lender. Do you know what it is to be a lender? It means that you have abundance. It means that you have abundance. Someone that is plenteous in goods. Why would the person borrow? The person will lend. Someone who the work of his hands is blessed. Why would the person borrow? The person will lend. You are a lender. God wants you to be a lender, not a borrower. Come on, I want you to say, I am not a borrower. I am not a borrower. Today, hence the day and I borrow. Today, hence that habit of borrowing. I am a lender. I am a lender. Kebo. Father, thank you. Hey, kala bada bada ba. I'm a lender. I'm a lender. I'm a lender. I'm not a borrower. I'm a lender. I give. God wants you to lend. He wants you to. Some of you are just so, you are just waiting for everybody to be giving you uncle, auntie, everybody supply, but you're just lazing around. When God has said you are a lender, you may not have cash, but do you have a gift? Do you have a skill? Do you have a knowledge? Do you have something you can do with your hands? Your hands. Says I will bless the work of your hands, not the sitting down of your butt. Amen. The works of your hands. Hallelujah. The works of your hands. Glory to God. God wants you to work. Oh, sitting this month. Get ready of all this laziness thing that some of you are doing. Says the work of your hands. He wants to bless the storehouses. Your storehouses. Your storehouses, not just one. Amen. Not just one. God wants you to have plenty savings and investments. Amen. I'm reading all of this to you so you can see God's mind for you. Amen. God's mind for you is increase. He wants you to prosper. Hallelujah to God. I'm going to read, Psalms 37 verse 25. Turn with me to Psalms 37 verse 25. Amen. Glory to God. I hope that's the scripture I'm going to. Okay, no, sorry. Psalm 37. Sometimes 35 verse 27. 35 verse 27. He says, let them shout for joy and be glad. Those that favor my righteous course. Let them say continually, let the Lord be what magnified, who has pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. Amen. We're not his servants. No, we're not just his servants. We're now his children. Amen. Also his children. Glory to God. Amen. So it means that when you're prospering, it is sweet God belly. Hey, when people are coming to make orders daily, your goods are selling, people are patronizing you, God is excited. Hiya. Oh, glory to God. For those of you who feel like God does not really want you to prosper, hear this. Your prosperity gives God delight. If your prosperity gives God delight, it means that when you are in lack, God is not happy about it. God is not happy about it. He's not happy about it. Hallelujah to God. Amen. Don't let that devil lie to you that as you are suffering, so God is like, well, it's your fault. Suffer there. You cannot pay for this, this particular thing. It's your own business. Take it like that. I want you to suffer. You can't eat. You are hungry. No, God is not excited about that. He delights in the prosperity of his children. You know, when I read this on another translation, like, he gives him pleasure. He gives him pleasure. He's happy about it. He wants you to prosper. You're making money. God is like, yeah, go, baby. Go, baby girl. I love it. I love it. Come on. I love it when you prosper. Glory to God. That's how God feels. When you're making it. When you're making the 5-figure, the 6-figure, the 7-figure. Hi-ya-ya-ya-ya. When you're increasing consistently. When the scripture that says the part of the just shines brighter and brighter unto the perfect day, that you were earning 10,000 naira yesterday, but now you're earning 100,000 naira. God is like, yeah, glory. I love this. Much more you're going to get into 1 million. Amen. God likes it when his children are prospering. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He likes it. So really, the curse, poverty, have we been delivered from it? Can poverty hold us, you know, by all those curses that I read? Are they working in our lives? Are they actively working in our lives? Turn with me to Galatians chapter 3. Galatians chapter 3, verse 16. Suga badaga dabaha. Gebuga dabaha tabaluto shitali badaha. It says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. It says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. Verse 14 says, that the blessing of Abraham may come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. The blessing of Abraham. See, what we read, the blessing part that we read, God shall make you plenteous and blessed. That's the blessing. That's the blessing. And if you read the story of Abraham, you read the story of Isaac and Jacob, amen, you will see that they walked in this blessing. Hallelujah. The Bible speaking of Isaac in Genesis chapter 26. Hallelujah. It says, Isaac sowed in the land of famine, and he reaped in that same year 100-fold. Girl, during recession, a blessed man started a business, started an investment, began his business, and he made profit. So all this idea that, well, things are not working well, this country gets as it be, it did somehow, you need to delete those things from you. You run with a different economy. You run with the economy of heaven. And that economy of heaven runs with the currency of faith, the blessing. We are blessed. Hallelujah to God. We are blessed. Hallelujah. That's what is upon us. Amen. The Bible says that even in the days of famine, even in the days of famine, it says we will be satisfied. Psalms 37 verse 18. Glory to God. It says the Lord knows the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. Thou shalt not be ashamed. Even in the times, even in the evil times and in the days of famine, you shall be satisfied. Does this mean anything to you and I? Does this mean anything to you? Who is God talking to? Who are the upright? The upright are the righteous people. The righteousness of God. You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 21. Jesus became sin that we might be the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. So this scripture is talking to you. That even in the days of famine, it says you will have abundance. Hallelujah. It says you will not be ashamed. One other translation says you will not be disgraced. There is a bill, a project before your face. You need to, you know, meet up that project. Meet up that deal. And it's looking like things are not working out. The Bible says in the days of famine, you will not be ashamed. You will not be disgraced. It says you will be satisfied. If only you hold on to this word, you will see it come to pass. Hallelujah. So Isaac sold in the land of famine. The guy was aware that there was famine in that land. Don't think it was crazy. Don't think he didn't understand what was going on. He knew. But God said, be in that land. God said, go there. Mashana man. See, financial prosperity, it begins with prospering in your spirit. God told him, he was in obedience. He was walking in obedience. I love what someone posted on a status. She said that when you, after, you know, there's no way you can walk
you know, call of God for your life, and then you're not walking to prosperity. You know, she was talking about today's Bible study. He was following God's plan for his life. God said he should be at that particular place. And then there was famine. And then he had to plant. He had to do something. He didn't sit down and then be pecking his wife. And then be rubbing and slapping her bum bum and all of that. No. He sowed in that land. He did something. Amen. Glory to God. Why? You know, he knew there was famine. But what made him to sow? He had the understanding that, see, I'm blessed. How does it feel in this land? What is them that know? And the Bible says he became so large that the people of that land began to envy him. Some of you are envying unbelievers. Envying them. But see, this scripture is telling us that unbelievers were the ones envying him. Hi. Today we see Yahoo boys doing all of this. And, you know, people are just, you know, girls who are doing Arisu and then looking all nice and all that. You are the ones envying them. But in the days of Isaac, it's the other way around. Are we blessed tonight? Can we begin to say, no, we will walk in this prosperity. This prosperity is for me. You have been delivered from poverty. You have been delivered from the curse of the law. You have been delivered from the curse. So all those curses I read have no right to be seen in your life. Not even a trace of it. You have no right. Jesus has delivered you. He was hung on the tree. He didn't die on the road to the tree. He was hung there, humiliated, pierced. Amen. Pierced, they tore his clothes, they made mockery of him, gave him vinegar, all of these things, so that you and I will walk in the blessing. And here you are, managing lack, giving excuse for why you are broke and poor. See, this month's meeting is going to deliver you. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. After everything that Jesus has done for us, he finished the work. Amen. He finished the work. Glory to God. He finished the work. You are blessed in Christ Jesus. No devil can take that fact away. No devil can take that truth away. They cannot wipe it out. It is there. If you are born again here, you are the blessed of the Lord. You have been redeemed from lack and poverty. But I want to ask you a question. Does your soul know it? Does your soul know it? Do you know it in your mind? Is it a consciousness in your mind that you are the blessed of the Lord? Hallelujah to God. You know, I love it when the psalmist says, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. And then he said, and my soul knows very well. Does your soul know that you have been redeemed from poverty? Because let me tell you the truth. Man is a spirit that has a soul and lives in a body. Amen. And the truth is, the Bible tells us that as a man thinketh in his where? Say it, come on. As a man thinketh in his mind, in his heart, not in his spirit. You see that? Amen. As a man thinketh in his heart. Because the heart is where the soul, you know, the soul comprises of the heart, the mind, the will, the intellect, the emotions. As a man thinketh in his heart. We're going to say as a man thinks in his mind. So is he not as a man thinks in his spirit. Not as a man is in his spirit. Amen. It says out of the abundance of the heart. It says guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it flows the issues of life. Hi. So your spirit is wealthy. Your spirit is blessed. You are already blessed. You are not about to be blessed. But does your soul know it? If your soul does not know it, girl, you are not going to smell prosperity. You are not going to smell prosperity. And guess what? The devil knows if you truly know who you are. The sons of Sceva, who were going about professing the name of Jesus, I cast you out. I cast you out. What did the demons tell them? When they beat them, they told them, Paul, I know. Peter, I know. Who
Who are you?
Hey, the devil knows if you truly know who you are. Do you know that you are blessed? Do you know that you have been delivered from the curse of the... Do you know that lack is not meant for you? Do you know that you can never be stranded in life? Do you truly, really, really know it deep down in your heart that poverty is not for you? Do you truly, truly know? Do you truly, truly believe that prosperity is yours? That you are meant to live in abundance? Do you truly, truly know? You know, one day I was shopping with my husband in ShopRite. And, you know, on the queue, when it was time for us to pay, I was next. And then there was this woman. Hey, some things God allows you to experience to teach you something. And then this woman was just paying everything. You know, she shopped for everything in ShopRite with our little boy, cute baby. I think there was a girl too. And then there was a changeover of light in ShopRite. You know, and there was a bit of darkness and then light. The boy was like, oh my God, what's that? Hey, I was just looking. I'm like, Mom, what's that? What happened? And then the mother now, you know, told the sales attendant that, don't mind him. In the estate he stays, he don't take light. This child does not know what it means for them to take light. Why? Because he grew up in an estate where they don't take light. So darkness is strange for him. Ah, darkness is like, what's that? Hallelujah. Some of you, your mind has been trained right from birth to accommodate lack. Not enough. Nothing is okay. You can't pay the bills. It's all right. You can't buy that. It's normal. You can't eat the goof. Okay. That's how you've been trained. But from tonight, this month, there is a retraining going on in the Wednesday Gather community. God is retraining our mind. God is retraining our mind. We need to retrain. We need to renew our mind. The Bible says in Romans 12 verse 2, it says that do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of our mind. We need to renew our mind. We need to renew our mind from lack. Some of you situations that you've been through, experiences, the enemy has used it to cook your mind to accommodate lack and think that lack is normal. That guy saw darkness and he was like, what's that? What's going on, mommy? In his estate, they don't take light. They don't. Hi. Because there's 24 hours power inverter. He doesn't know what darkness is. Like, you know, lights going off without somebody switching off a switch. Hallelujah to God. Amen. We need to retrain our mind such that when you smell lack, you're like, no, this is not normal. When somebody's telling you that I could not pay my school fees, so it's not like you're condemning the person. What is this one? What do you mean I cannot pay your school fees? You know, that's not what I'm talking about. You understand that, okay? You know, but it's not the one that you be like, such is life. Hey, I mean, I understand. Me too, the other day, I could not also pay for my own professional course. That's life for you. No! When people say things like that, it should be like, that's not how it's meant to be. You say, beloved sister, that's not how it is. In Christ Jesus, the Bible says God supplies our needs according to his riches in glory. Our God is rich. That need should have been paid for. It should have been paid for. God is rich. He doesn't want you to suffer lack. Hallelujah to God. Amen. Jesus had no sense of lack. Ah, God. If you read the Gospels, when they came to drag him for tax, to pay gbese, they should come and pay tax. Pay tax. Jesus was discussing Revelation, was discussing parable. I was like, Peter, if they come for tax, who should pay? Is it the king's children and the people? I've forgotten how he said it. But later he said, don't worry, just go to the sea. go and take your hook. The first fish you see, carry it. You receive money to pay for tax. As in, Jesus had a sense of, how did he know that if Peter goes to the stream, he's going to catch? Jesus had an understanding of the pre-providence of God. He knew that God shall supply all my needs according to riches and glory. He knew that before the need arises, God already has provision for me. He knew that, see, there is already a fish swimming with the money to pay this bill. So Peter, get to your stream, get your hook and catch it. You are busy complaining, God, I don't have money. What's happening to my asking questions? When you should say, Father, I thank you, because you have already provided for this need. I am going to step out with my hook, and I'm going to go get that fish. Lord God Almighty, I ask for direction. That's why you pray. That's why you decree the word of God. That's why you meditate. Amen. You need to have that understanding that God has already provided. What if you just started crying? Oh, Peter, what do we do? We said we should pay tax. Let's find a way to escape. Let's find a way to escape this place. We're not paying the taxes. That's what some of you do. You are owing, but you are now blocking people's number. It's wrong. Deleting their number. Blocking them on Instagram. Blocking you. Only you bought something to finish, you block them. Pay the remaining one, you are not paying. What's the meaning of that? Hallelujah to God. Jesus said that we may not offend them. Let's pay up. People are offended at you. You have blocked them. Go and pay up. You have refused to pay them. Go and pay up. Hallelujah. Stop being afraid of bills. Stop being afraid of paying up, taking responsibility for the things you need to pay. Hallelujah to God. Jesus had no sense of lack. He told his disciples, feed them. Feed them. These people are hungry. Feed them. They're like, and they looked at Jesus. Even if we want to buy, we want to see money to provide food for these people. Those people, the apostles, the disciples, they had a sense of lack. But Jesus, in Jesus' realm, Jesus, the Son of God, he wasn't seeing lack. He was seeing solution. He was seeing abundance. He said, what do you have? He said, okay, there's one boy here that has 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. He said, bring it. Bring it. Bring it. In the hands of Jesus, 5,000 is something. Bring it. In the hands of Jesus, 500 naira is something. Bring it. In the hands of Jesus, 10,000 naira is something. He doesn't see lack. Hallelujah. Some of you are complaining. God, I don't know why. How this money is not enough. He says, the Bible says Jesus took the 5 loaves and 2 and he broke it and gave. He gave thanks and then he broke it. Can you begin to give thanks for the little that you have? And say, Father, I thank you because I know there is more. I know there is more. I know there is more. I thank you, Father, for the 1,000 naira, for the 2,000 naira, but I know there is more. And I'm going to get more because you are the God who richly supplies all that I need for my enjoyment. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's read our scripture in Timothy as we round up. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. I think it's 1 Timothy chapter 6. 1 Timothy 6 verse 17. It says, charge them that are rich in this world, that they should not be high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God, who richly gives us all things for our enjoyment. That's in TLB. It says, who richly gives us all things to enjoy. Who richly gives us all things to enjoy. God wants you to enjoy life. Jesus came that I may have life and have it to the overflow. Hallelujah. That you may have life and have it to the overflow. John 10, that's why Jesus came. He wants you to enjoy life. He wants you to have your needs met. He doesn't want you suffering, struggling, bustling, not having enough. Since you've been carrying that hair, the hair is even not bringing down drops. Warm. Amen. You're still carrying it. Bacteria. You don't know those things are bacteria. Amen. I studied microbiology. Glory to God. Some of you, if you go around where, you go around the lab, just shake your head, smell. Everything in that lab is contaminated. The hair, you've carried it for too long. Give it up. Trust God. Hallelujah. Start to trust Him to meet your needs. But how can you trust Him if you don't even have the mindset that God wants you to prosper? If you don't even have the mindset that prosperity is real for you?
God wants you to prosper, beloved. He wants you to prosper. He wants you to prosper. The Bible says in 3 John 1 verse 2, very, very key scripture. It says, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospered. God wants you to prosper. He says, I wish above all things. That means prosperity is very important to God. He says your prosperity, your financial prosperity is very important to God. He wants you to prosper. God is very important. He's very important to God. He's very important to God. He wants you to prosper. But then He said, even as your soul prospered. So the reason you are broke is not because Jesus has not blessed you. It's because your soul has not prospered. I'll say that again. The reason you're still earning crayfish money when you are meant, the Bible says, you know, in Hebrews, when you are meant to be teachers, you have need that anyone teach you. Some of you are meant to have gotten into a higher level of wealth. You are meant to be executing higher projects for God. But just God, according to God's timetable, you are meant to be executing projects in millions right now. You're meant to be handling millions right now. But you have allowed the enemy to tie your mind in lack and poverty. The reason you are broke is because your soul is not prospering. As a man thinks in his heart, as a man thinks in his soul, so is he. If you believe in lack, if you believe that God doesn't want you to prosper, if you believe that God doesn't want good to come to you, that is what you will be. You will be in lack. So how do you get your soul to prosper? You begin to feed on the word of God. Amen. You begin to feed on God's will for you concerning prosperity. Amen. 2 Corinthians 8 verse 9 says, you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though He was rich, yet for your sake He became poor, that you through His poverty might be rich. Jesus has already done His part, but your soul hasn't gotten the memo. Your soul hasn't gotten the tanta, it has been done. Your soul has not gotten the alert. Hey, kabaligarabahaya. So how do you get your soul to get the alert? You expose your soul to what Jesus has done already. You begin to listen to the word of God. This message that I'm teaching tonight, go and listen to it over and over again. As you know, the media team compiles it. Go and listen to it over and over again. He can listen to it 10 times before next at His feet. Beautiful. I myself am going to listen to this message over and over again. Hallelujah to God. Ah, God wants me to prosper. He wants me to ride upon the high places of the earth. He wants me to ride upon my wealthy place. All this small chingum money. Some of you are still managing, saying when God, in God's timetable, you are meant to be handling heavy things, heavy money. Glory to God. God wants you to prosper. God wants you to increase. God wants you to abound. You know, I'm so excited about this month because the way God started this month for me was beautiful. I got an alert from my husband that I don't know. As in, my husband, the alert came with my husband's name. Have you seen that kind of thing before? Amen. Like, I was like, babe, did you send me money? I was like, no, I didn't send you money. I checked all his bank details. I was like, what kind of thing is this? There are dimensions like that where God prospers you by miracles. He does strange things in your life. You are meant to be experiencing these things. And then your business is meant to be moving. Not every time, miracle. No. Glory to God. God does those things to show us that, see, I am God Almighty and I am for you. Amen. I am increasing you. Glory to God. So the hand of God can come upon your business. Amen. See, if you're not giving out value, don't be expecting money. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you're not tight in working in covenant givings, see, prosperity is not going to really come for you, because the enemy is going to make sure that he blocks every way.
See, we're gonna have an amazing time this month. This is just an appetizer. So I believe you've been blessed by this appetizer. Can you just lift up your hands and say, Father, I give you praise for tonight. Thank you wherever you are. Say, Father, thank you for your word. Thank you, Father. Thank you, God, for your word. We give you all the praise. Thank you, Father, for your word. Father, I pray that you help us. I ask that you help us, O God, to see prosperity. Oh, Father, enlighten the eyes of our understanding to see prosperity, to think prosperity, to meditate upon prosperity. Every low mindset, every poverty mindset, Father, take it away. Father, tonight, take it away. Come on, I want you to pray. Lay your hands on your head. I saw this in my spirit. I saw us laying our hands on our head and saying, every poverty mindset, get out in the name of Jesus. Give way. That spirit of low mindset, that spirit of poverty mindset, give way out of my life, out of my mind, out of my thinking in the name of Jesus. Oh, begin to declare that from today as for that think prosperity. I begin to think big. I think the blessing. Ikaposagada. I think abundance. I think prosperity. I think more than enough. In the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Oh, Shata Libada Bahaya. We give you praise. Come on, give the Lord a shout of praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, we give God all the praise. Amen. Hallelujah. All right, so quickly before we go, amen, we want to make this a culture in WH. We have a pause, a ministry pause. It is wrong for us to say we are running a ministry and then there is no pause. It is very wrong. The Lord called me to order the month of July. And I showed us the scripture from, you know, the book of Corinthians. Amen. They had pause, ministry pause. And we've put structure in place for ministry pause. And we got some of you sending in seed, you know, into that pause. God bless you. Your seed sown is blessed. Amen. Because when, as I'm recording now, this record, it needs data. Hallelujah to God. We need data to run things. Amen. Glory to God. The website, all of you are downloading messages from. I got a message that I have to upgrade to a higher, you know, web space. And that's money. Hallelujah. So these things have to be taken from ministry post. Imagine there's no money in the ministry post. And then we say website down. Where is CMA? CMA cannot come and learn. There's no MD. Do you understand? So we need to have our ministry post running. Glory to God. No, nothing is too small to give. Amen. Glory to God. Make a commitment in your heart. You can say, okay, every artist's feet, I'm going to be sending in something. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. And we have programs coming up. World Women's Conference is before us, December. Amen. Where are we going to run the program from? Amen. It's from the ministry post. We trust God to supply us. And I see God increasing and enlarging us. I'm not going to go and be begging people from outside. Never. And be saying, support us. No. The millionaires are here. Those who God will use to fund this assignment. They are listening to me. And that's who you are. That's who I am. Amen. Glory to God. Come and say, that's me. Amen. Glory to God. God is going to use you. Use you and I. We're not going to go outside and be looking for money and be begging people. Mm-mm. We are going to increase in prosperity. Amen. You are going to come and say, TMA, what and what do we need for this meeting? Tell me. God has blessed me. God has increased me. I've walked in prosperity. I want to undo this. That's what we're going to be experiencing. Hallelujah to God. It is well with us in the name of Jesus. Have a wonderful night, rest. God bless you.